Ervin Peregimul Mishnah Zayin. We discussed in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Vov, that when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back, so there's a discussion of the Tanoim, Chacham Reb Elezer, whether Kedusha Achasi or Shtei Kedushois. Each one is Kedusha for itself. And the Shaila is whether that extends as one Kvius, and thereby there's a Machloikis, whether you have to be, koinish shvisa for both days as one, because they're both one establishing a mokim shvisa in order to be able to go another 2,000 amos, or no. Each day is an oimid bifnei atzma. You have to be kaveh for Shabbos on Shabbos, Sunday, Sunday, or Friday, which is Yom Tov, and then Shabbos. Now that's Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back. Here in Mishnah Zayin, we have a different discussion. 2 days we mentioned before, there's another possibility of Shtei Kedushois back to back. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We're not up to 2 days Yom Tov yet, because that's only Chutz Lords. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Hashem. But 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Nog every place in Klal Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly it's not Mishum Sveika de Yoimo. There's another factor at play. And there's a fascinating backdrop to the discussion. The essence of the Mishnah, we could read before we explain, Reb Yehuda Oimer Rosh Hashanah Shoyore Shema Tisabor. Rosh Hashanah, that there was a person didn't know when Rosh Hashanah would be. Either it could be he was afraid that Rosh Hashanah, that Chodesh Elul would be 30 days. That's what we call it Ibur HaChodesh, because it's a full month, 30 days. And then Rosh Hashanah is only on day 31. Like every Rosh Chodesh, which we'll learn about in the Seches Rosh Hashanah, you don't know if it's going to be a month of 30 days, and then Rosh Chodesh is on Aleph, or is it going to be a month of 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. The reason for that is because the lunar month is 29 and a half, and the Mashahu, so therefore it could be either 30 days, Al Pi Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or 29 days, Rosh Chodesh, will be the one or the other. The fact that we have now a fixed calendar is only because we're not Mekadesh Al Pi Re'il. But Bizman that Bezin was Mekadesh Al Pi Re'il, could be either or. So Rosh Hashanah Shayyore Shemet Tisabor. He was afraid that Rosh Hashanah would be the next day, and therefore he needs to go. The Metzius is that this fellow needs to go in one direction. Say the 29th day of Elul is on a Tuesday. He doesn't know if Rosh Hashanah will be tomorrow, Wednesday, and he has to go in one direction on Wednesday. He also has to go in another direction on Thursday. He has things to take care of in each direction, and he doesn't know which day Rosh Hashanah will be. He has to go in both directions. So, Memela, do we look at these 2 days as two distinct Kedushois, because one is Kodesh and one is not? Again, we're reading the Mishnah quickly. We're going to go back and explain the backdrop of the Mishnah. But the Etzem Din Vashteit in the Mishnah is that Ma'arav Adam Shtei Eruvim Vo'imer Eruvi Berishon LeMizrach V'Sheni LeMayrav. I'm going to go on the first day to Mizrach, Sheni LeMayrav, similar to what we had in the previous Mishnah. Berishon LeMayrav V'Sheni LeMizrach. I'll go in that direction, then I'll go in that direction. Eruvi Berishon, or I'll make an Eruv, Ubisheni on the second day, Kibneiri, I'll stay put. Eruvi Bisheni, Berishon Kibneiri. V'lehoidu loy chachomim, the chachomim, were not maskim. They hold that Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, is both days, it's one Kedusha. You can't make one status where your Mokim Shvisa is on Wednesday and one on Thursday. It's either or. Why? Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha, Yoimo Arichtehi, Beloshim Kadmoinim. And now let's explain. What's the discussion over here? The Chachom over here, by the way, that are answering back Reb Yehuda, is not the Chachom that we had in the previous Mishnah. The Chachom in the previous Mishnah had a suffix about Shabbos and Yom Tov. But not that the days are a suffix. Friday was definitely Yom Tov. Shabbos is for sure Shabbos, seventh day of the week. Here we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah playing off each other. Now let's go back, let's explain the background, we'll understand better what the discussion over here is. Truth be told, this Mishnah could be explained very straightforwardly. We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Do we look at each day of Rosh Hashanah as really existing independently from the other? Because we know that B'sherish, the reason why we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because of Sveika D'Yoyma. We don't know, based on the way it was when they were Mekadesh B'Ri'iyah, whether the Rosh Chodesh, whether the first day, thereby Rosh Hashanah, is day 30 or day 31. So you can look at each day independently of the other, or you say, no, since Chazal established the Takana that there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we look at that as one 48-hour stretch of Kedusha, and therefore you have to establish the status of both. So it's definitely a machlokes halacha lemaisa in the world we live in today. We don't really make a Reuven from one side to the other side. Where's it going to play itself out? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, each day is a new Rosh Hashanah, each day is a new Yom Tov. You can make Shechiyonu by Kiddush for sure the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Each night is a new thing, and that's the way we do by Yom Tov. By 2 days Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, each night of Pesach, by each Seder, each night, the first 2 nights of Sukkot, Shavuos, we make Shechiyonu. Each night is a new night. We had Yom Tov last night. How can you say Shechiyonu? Tonight's the first night. Two different Kedushas. Masha'en ken Rosh Hashanah, that we look at the 2 days as one long Yom Arichto. Doshtet in the Mishnah v'loi hoidu loi chachomim, that the Shita Psak Halacha is that it's a Yom Arichto. Oy bazoi, there's no welcome to make Shechiyonu the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Because it's Yom Arichto, can we make Shechiyonu or not? Therefore, the minig HaKlaiso L'chatchilo is to have in mind Shechiyonu on the fruit. But that's where the Shaila comes from. Yom Tov, you don't need to take a fruit because it's about the 2 different days. It's a Sveika de Yom. Each day is a Mamon of Shoch with the other one. It's 2 different Kiddushes. So the discussion itself is a discussion that's Negev is Man Hazeh Halach L'maisa. But the Lashon in the Mishnah is Rosh Hashanah Shoye Yorei Shemot Tisaber. He was afraid that it would become a Saber. What does that mean? What that means is that every Yom Tov is Taka Sveika de Yom because the lunar month is 29 and a half days. We're not learning Rosh Hashanah now. Beitza, that's where the discussion is more Negea. But for what's Negea in this Mishnah, the lunar month is 29 and a half days. Therefore, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Rosh Chodesh could be either on the 30th day on the 31st. Each month could be a me'ubor, it could be 30 days, or the month could be chaser 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh is what would have been the 30th, is now the 1st. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, okay, you didn't know it's Rosh Chodesh, and a Hanami, at night, you're not going to know whether tomorrow the Bezdin is going to hear Eidus, HaChodesh and B'Mekadosh HaChodesh. You don't know at night that it's Rosh Chodesh, Nishgevelach, so you didn't say Yal V'Yovoy. That's, by the way, the source of the Halacha. That by Ma'ariv, if somebody forgets Yal V'Yovoy, doesn't have to say over again. Because the Askor of Rosh Chodesh is Shvacher Leil Yom Tov, because you never knew if it was Rosh Chodesh at night. The celebration of Rosh Chodesh couldn't take place at night in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were Mekadosh al-Pi Re'iyo. Rosh Hashanah, you have a serious problem. At night, you're not going to know whether it's Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to know whether it's Yom Tov, you're going to be Oiva Melechus Yom Tov. Therefore, it's a davar pashut, that Bizman HaBayis, every single member of Klal Yisrael had no idea whether tomorrow, on the first day, or call it Lamed of Chodesh Elul, whether Bezdin would be Mekadosh Rosh Hashanah retroactively. That means that it's Yom Tov from the night before. Everybody stopped doing Melacha. How they daven? It's a good question. Do you get up and you daven a whole Rosh Hashanah Dika davening with all the Negunim, with all the Lashon HaTev Dika Zev? I don't know what they did B'mei HaBayis. But they were noyig l'maisa kedushas hamayadim. They didn't do melacha. The next day would be nizbarer whether it's retroactively Rosh Chodesh, i.e. Rosh Hashanah from the night before, or not the next day would be. Therefore, there's an outstanding suffix. And on that level, there really wouldn't be a din of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah being one kedusha, because it's a moment of shock. You don't know. You don't do melacha, but either one is kodesh and one is chol, one is chol, one is kodesh. You're going to have a practical problem, by the way, with making a eruv in two directions, because let's say if the 29th day of Elul was on Tuesday, so you don't know whether Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Wednesday or Thursday. What do you want to do? Tuesday evening, right before Shkia, you want to make an eruv lamizrach. So you walk 2,000 amos, you put down an eruv lamizrach. The next day, you don't know if that's Rosh Hashanah. You can't walk in the other direction 2,000 amos, because if it's Rosh Hashanah, then your eruv was to the mizrach side. You can't walk to the ma'ariv side. L'maisa, it's possible till the end of the day that the eidim will come up. It's moving in the Gemara. There was a period most of the way through Bahisheni where they decided not to be mekabel edim min amincha lamala. So the end of the day, you could know, and then you could walk the other direction. That means either they were ready mekadosh liyoyim. If they were mekadosh liyoyim, then your eruv letzad hamizrach was an eruv. You don't need an eruv to walk tomorrow letzad hamarav because it's choil. It's isru chag. Or you could walk today because it's mavur min amincha lamala that it's not yomtiv. And you can walk over there. Lamaisa the Gemara's Mavur, that's not the case. Because since they stopped being Mekadish from that point to the day and on, they treated the day as a Yom Kodesh. Since most of the day was Kodesh Me'an Sofik, they gave it a Kedusha, with the next day possibly having Kedusha also. Or if they weren't Mekadish, the next day would automatically have Kedusha. So they looked at both days as Kodesh, not as one being Kodesh, one as Chol. If both days are Kodesh, you could look at it as a Yom Arich, that's one Kedusha. You can't be for one Kedusha, for one Yom Tif, Letzad Mizrach and Letzad Marav. You're either here or there. Either you made an Erev or you didn't. That's where the problem in our Mishnah comes up. Do we look at 2 days as independent Kedushas, or do we look at it as one? The problem started when they weren't just in default mode, but once they were misakin that the first day has a Kedusha, despite it not being Rosh Hashanah, then they already maybe made one Kedusha. That's the subject of discussion. And again, what's Bizman Hazeh? We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Do we look at each one as independent? Do we look at both of them as one Kedusha going through both days? It's 48 hours of one Kedusha. We'll add one more detail, which most people don't know. Fascinating discussion in Rishonim over here and in Beitza. And that is, at a certain point, not only were they Mesakin not to be Mekadosh today, that was one period, like we said, through most of Bayesheni. The period of being Mekadosh Beri'io lasted through the second Beis HaMikdosh, and even many days afterwards. They were Mekadosh Beri'io up until the days of the Amiroim. There was a period where there was persecution, where they stopped being Mekadosh al pi Re'io, they were Mekadosh al pi Cheshbin of Moilodois, which is what the calendar is based on. The Sanhedrin was Mekadosh, there was still a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, but there's no more Sveika D'Yoyma. This is what the Gemara calls in the beginning of Meseches Beitza, Anan de Beki'inon Bekvia D'Yarcha. It doesn't mean that we're Bekiim, we know the calendar, they didn't. We know when the calendar is going to create Rosh Chodesh, because that's the way we create Rosh Chodesh. We don't do it al pi Re'io. At that point, there ceased to be Sveika D'Yoyma. We don't even have that the Bezdin is Mekadosh. Our Rosh Chodesh, the way the Ramban explains it, is because the last Sanhedrin that was in Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Yehuda Nasiya, the last Nasi that was in Eretz Yisrael that had Smicha, Ish M'Pish from Moshe Rabbeinu, was Mekadosh all the Yomim Tovim for the next 1,500 years, Ad Yavoi Shiloh, until Mashiach comes. That being the case, there's no Sveika D'Yoyma. Our 2 days of Yom Tif are, we have the same Shaila. Is it one Kedusha? We said before, Legabi Kiddush, Legabi Shechiyanu, we look at it as 2 separate Kedushas. Now, we know that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't keep 2 days Yom Tif. Why is that? Because the Gemara in Beitza says, Anan de Bikinu Bekvi Diyarcha, the reason why in Chutz La'aretz 2 days Yom Tif are kept, is because Minig Avisem B'Yodayim, that's the way they always did, because they didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, they always kept 2 days Yom Tif. In Eretz Yisrael, mokim, that the shluchim would get out. They didn't keep 2 days Yom Tov. They don't have a meaning of a Seyam V'Yadayim. Rosh Hashanah, keeping 2 days, was even Yerushalayim there was a Sofik, because nobody knew till the afternoon of the first day, of day 30, whether that day retroactively, the Mafrei would have Kedushas Rosh Hashanah. So Memela, there's the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, of 2 days, is not Geboita, meaning of a Seyam V'Yadayim. So Mamela, that's why all of Klal Yisrael keeps 2 days Rosh Hashanah, or maybe not. Maybe today that we have 2 days Yom Tov and we're Bekino, Bekvi Diyacha, there's no Mokum for Rosh Hashanah being 2 days. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah was something that took place only in Mei HaBayis. The 2 days Yom Tov of today is based on Chutz La'aretz. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael they don't have to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah the same way they don't keep 2 days Yom Tov. That's the Shita of the Baal HaMor and the Rif's Talmud Rabbeinu Ephraim. Fascinating shita. Lamaisa, the Roiv Minyan Binyan Rishonim hold not the way they hold, that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Yom Tov, is something that all of Klal Yisrael keeps, independent of whether it's Minig HaVisayim B'Yodayim, and Memelu Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Arichto. 2 days Yom Tif can be still considered, even after Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Arichto, each one a separate Kedusha. That's still open for debate. The Rambam in Hilchis Erevin Perek Vov, Halach Yudal Tezvav, has a Chiddush. That even though it's 2 Yom Tovim of Golis, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golis, Bizman HaBayis was Sveka D'Yema, and because of that, each one is a Kedusha B'fnei Atzmoy. You make Shechayonu each one B'fnei Atzmoy. And the dinim that we have by us, that you could have an Eruv L'Tzadzeh and an Eruv L'Tzadzeh, because each one's a separate Kedusha. That's only Bizman HaBayis. Bizman HaZeh, it's no Sveka D'Yema, and I'm Bikina B'Kvia D'Yarko. So the Rambam holds that Bizman HaZeh, we look at it as Kedusha Arichto, and therefore, you can't have the halacha of masna b'tzadzeh and masna b'tzadzeh. The other Rishon Machalik, the Rajba, the Raivi, the Ran, they hold no. If our minig is because of what they did, then we have to keep it the same way. Bizman HaBayis, they kept their svek in the yom, each one's a kedusha b'fnei atzmoy. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches is really a hemshech of Mishnah Zayin, in that you have the same discussion of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, whether it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas. V'yidam Reb Yehuda, Masna Odom al Kalkolo b'yom tiv rishon v'ichle b'sheni. Here you have a fellow who has a basket of fruit on the first day Yom Tiv, and we know that you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas and maisvis on Yom Tiv. So isetz mavur mishnai Shabbos mishum tikkun money. You're creating a tikkun in something. You're allowed to say half rosh trumas and maisvis. You can't make the chalois that the parish should become mutter to eat, it should become truma, the devil should become his devil. But you have a basket of fruit. What you could do is, you could stand on the first day, and you could say, im hayoim Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow's choyl, I'm not being mafesh shumas emaisus. If today is choyl, I'm being mafesh shumas emaisus, this apple on the rest of the basket, you can't eat it today because maybe it's still tevel. Tomorrow you can do the same amira and you can work it backwards. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm not being mafesh shumas emaisus, but what happened is yesterday was choyl, right? So yesterday's hafrosha was good. If today is choyl, so I'm being mafesh today, and on the second day you can eat it. We look at 2 days as independent. This is the shita of Yehuda. Skipping a few words in the Mishnah, v'lehoidu lechachot, the same achlokes that we had before, the halach is Rosh Hashanah, yom arichto. The second case over here in the Mishnah comes from a famous Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Beitzah. Beitzah shenolda b'rishoin, te'ochol b'sheni. Beitzah shenolda b'yamtiv, we look at it as something that's missing hachono. We treat the Beitzah as something that wasn't min ha-muchon. Anything that one uses on Shabbos has to be muchon, learning out of Apostle Compassion B'shalach. We refer to this in a loose sense as muktzah, but it's really a din hachono. Now, it's more over there in the sugya in Beitzah that really an egg that was laid actually on Yom Tif really was muchan. It was in the chicken as a dover sholem from yesterday. Beitzah, it shouldn't be muktzah. The real case of muktzah, where it's choyse achana, would be where Yom Tif was on Sunday. The Beitzah that was laid on Sunday of Yom Tif was really created, formed, finished on Shabbos. It's missing achana. Otu, Shabbos, and then Yom Tif, they were goyzer on every chicken, on every egg that was laid by a chicken on any Yom Tov. So, Mele, Beitzah shenolda b'Yom Tov. But again, the 2 days, if they're separate Kedushas, it was laid on the first day, but the next day, if it was laid that day, and it's the second day is Choyl, Matov Manoim, it's Choyl. If yesterday was Choyl, so it was laid yesterday, it was Choyl. So if it was laid on the first day Rosh Hashanah, on the second day Rosh Hashanah, you should eat it. Or maybe not. It's one Kedusha, and therefore it's Vayter missing in Achana. Therefore, Beitzah Shenol de Berishon, Te'och HaBashen, if it's two Kedushas, V'lohid L'chachom, and that's the way we paskin. We'll add one more piece. We mentioned before the Shitza Rambam, that holds that we treat Bizman HaZeh, we treat L'gabe Eruv B'tzadzeh, and Eruv B'tzadzeh, we treat it as one Kedusha. You can't make a T'nai of one day against the other, because Bizman HaZeh, 2 days of Yom Tiv, is not Al Tzvek HaDiyayim, it's Yom HaRichtam. The Rambam says that Chiddush Lagabi, the Tanai of one day connected the other in Eruve Tchumin, the Gabi, the Din of Achon of Beitzah Shenolda, he masks him to the other Rishonim that we see each day as independent. How those two shtim, how you could have one definition of the 2 days, the relationship between the 2 days of Achon as opposed to the 2 days Lagabi Hasno, Masne Odem Alei Ruvoi is a Tifa Shtigl Reb Chaim, Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi, Hilchus Yom Tiv, Ayin Shom V'Timtza Nachas.